What is up, BA family, and welcome to another episode of the Breathe and Air podcast, where everyday action meets extraordinary mindset. Today, we have the host of Health Hero and the founder of Chemical Free Body. He went through a host of his own problems and decided that he wanted to not only fix the problems that he had, but help fix others. Our guest today is Mr. Tim James. If you want to hear more from Tim after the show today, you can find him on Instagram at Chemical Free Body or on his website, chemicalfreebody.com. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome you, the founder of Chemical Free Body, Tim James. I feel like we could have talked for 3 hours in pre-show, but I was like, we just got to start recording because there's too much good stuff here.
That's awesome, brother.
So tell me a little bit about how the branding of Health Hero, like what is Health Hero? How did that come about?
How much time do we have?
We have time.
You go about an hour usually?
Right around, usually.
Okay, cool. So, well, the whole thing was, it was just luck. It just kind of happened. You know, I grew up on a small cattle and hay farm in Eastern Oregon and a standard American diet. It's totally a redneck. Buddy of mine got cancer and we went to the Hippocrates Health Institute to try to save his butt. And we started detoxing and nutrition. And I used to make fun of vegetarians, even though I didn't even know what it was. I thought they just ate plants, but I guess they eat eggs and dairy too.
Yeah.
The vegans or plant-based people are the ones that were super crazy that I didn't even know existed. But that's what they had at this clinic in West Palm Beach, Florida. And it worked for my friend and it worked for me. I lost a buddy on my baseball team to cancer. And it was horrible. He went through the chemo and the surgery and all that stuff. And his name was Calais. And he had three little boys that he left behind from ages 6 to 17. So it was really hard on our family, all of our families and the team. He had like an 8-pack abs too. So that was really tough. We were like, well, you know, he did chew tobacco. So stomach cancer probably dripped down in there and, you know, caused it. But I lost my aunt to melanoma, skin melanoma. And that was terrible. My mom was an angel taking care of her. My grandma died of brain cancer. So typically my experience with cancer is you get it and you're toast. So my friend Charles got it. He broke the news to me. And I was like, oh man. But you know, he said, I want to see my son graduate high school. I want to go to Father-Son Week at Oregon State University. We have this all planned out. So I'm going to go to this institute in Florida. They kind of do natural healing stuff. And I'm not going to sit around and take some experimental drug and wait for them to come up with a cure. I'm going to take my health by the reins and try to do something. So that's what he did. And will you go with me, Tim, to support me? And I was like, yeah, dude, whatever. He didn't tell me what I was getting into, though, because I might not have went. But I knew I was going to go because he's my friend. It's like, if your friend's got cancer and he's dying, it's like, dude, whatever. Like, anything you need, right? Because I didn't figure he's going to be around too much longer. And so we go to this place and we started the detox process. And, you know, within one day, my acid reflux was gone. So for me, a lot of people didn't know, but I was a mess. I was 42 pounds overweight at the time. I'd been getting more weight gain after I got out of, I played baseball at a high level. I played college ball and stuff and some semi-pro. And I gained a bunch of weight. Every year, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds, just every year. Well, 42 pounds later at age 37, there I was. I had eczema on my knee, both elbows cracking and bleeding, especially bad in the winter. I had another skin issue on my shoulder. It was really gross. Doctors injected it with some stuff. It went away, but then it popped up three more of them around it. And I'm like, oh my God, this, what happens if it comes on my face? So that's freaky. My energy was waning. I basically had stopped working out. I could barely walk the dogs. That was the only thing I would get my exercise because the dogs couldn't walk themselves and I was responsible for them. And mental fog. And then I started bleeding rectally. That was fun. For 2.5 years, every time I pooped, I'd bleed. And I was like, oh, I hope that goes away. And I went to the doctors and they were like, here, take Prilosec, do this for your acid reflux, all this stuff. But I didn't want to take these medications, man. I couldn't pronounce the damn things. And it was just like weird. And that was the one thing I was smart. I just didn't do that stuff. I guess it's because I grew up on the farm. I was up in the woods. I wanted things that were really natural. That was just made sense to me. Even though what I was eating wasn't, but I had no idea. Right. So I thought there was some government agency looking out for the food and stuff in the stores. But obviously that's not the case when I started reading labels. So then on a vacation to northern Peru, I was doubled over in pain. We missed the one plane flight out of there. And I had to take a van 6 miles on the super bumpy road. And every bump was extreme pain. It's like, I mean, I was bent over at a 90-degree angle. I couldn't even walk upright. Every bump, ba-bump, 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 it was just like a 6 to 10 on the pain scale. Bam, bam, bam. My stomach was jacked. And my wife's dad was a medical doctor. So he was just like, we got to get you to hospital. So it was pretty bad. Like, no plane. You're taking a 6-hour bumpy ride to a hospital. So we drove 6 hours down this coastline on this bumpy road. It was the most horrifying experience I've ever had in my life. Like, imagine 6 hours of somebody just stabbing you with a knife.
Yep.
Every night, just stabbing you with a knife for 6 hours. When I got done, dude, I was soaked sweat, completely exhausted. They put me on an examination table in Peoria in this hospital, and there's bugs flying around me in this third world country. I'm thinking, shit, I might die. You know, this is weird. I don't have my, and I don't even get to use my health insurance because it's like I've been paid into it my whole life. Never been sick. Now I got this. And so they doped me up, put me on a plane, which you're not supposed to do. I should have went to surgery right there, but he wanted his surgeons to help me. I took a commercial flight and then went on a taxi right into surgery and spent the rest of our vacation in surgery recovering. And then my wife wheelchaired me back into the States on our airplane flights because I was still recovering. So I learned a couple things from that. Number one, I don't ever want to get freaking surgery again. It's completely, you're out of control, right? And number two is that my poor health doesn't affect just me. It affects everybody else around me. And it used to be like when you're a kid and you're younger, a lot of people could get away with this stuff. And it creeps up on you. In your 20s, it starts happening, 30s. And nowadays, it's worse because we're actually de-evolving as a species. And now, I mean, 38% of our children are overweight and obese. So, you know, we got some major problems. Children are being born diabetic. I mean, it's just like, you know, there's some big problems there. So we go to this institute. I go to this institute with Charles, and the first class I went to was called Internal Awareness. And this is where this Dr. Scott Josephson comes out. And this guy's freaking jacked, dude. And found out later he's a bodybuilder. And he said, well, you know, even if you look good on the outside, 80% of your insides are messed up. 80% of you. We've known this. We've been doing this. 600,000 people have come through our door here at Hippocrates Health Institute over the last, you know, 61 years of the time that they've been involved in business. And he goes, I want to show you what happens from the time you eat food, what happens all the way through your body until it leaves the body. And that was an eye-opening class. It made a lot of sense. And what he was trying to explain was, is because of the stress that we have today, because of the toxins and the pollutions in the food and the cooked food and the fried food and the pasteurized food and the radiated food and the microwave food and this weird-ass food. Like, whatever happened to going out in nature and picking food and eating it? Think about it. We're the only species on this planet that messes with our food so much. Every other species goes right out to nature and grabs their food. Because we are from nature. And we forget that. We think we live with nature. We're living in nature. No, we're freaking nature. We are an expression of nature. Think about it. What's out in nature? Water. What's your body mostly made of?
Water.
Water. You're made of freaking nature. How about your gut bacteria? Well, guess what? Most of those same ones are in the soil. They're called soil bacteria, soil microbiome, gut microbiome. Same ones. Like in our, we have soil microbiome in our probiotics. That's where they come from. Another example, you die, somebody burns you down into ashes, spread your ashes. What are those made out of? Minerals. Where do you find minerals? Nature. Okay, we're freaking nature. And the reason why we're having issues is we've been disconnected from it, from societal conditioning. And our parents didn't know, mine didn't, their grandparents, they're good people, but they just didn't know. right? We've been industries kind of, and governments have led us these to these pathways for whatever reason, but it's a choice. We can go back. So the average person, because of all this funk, this messed up food, is carrying around about 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material in your colon, right? So just picture that. You get about 6 to 12 pounds of crap and you're packing it around all the time in your gut. And it's fermenting, putrefying, and it's creating a terrible environment. A great environment, actually, if you're a virus or a bacteria or mold or yeast or fungus or a mutagen cancer, they love it. They love it. They're like, just keep doing what you're doing. We love it down here. It's a great environment. That's what they do. So he says, you got to get this stuff cleaned out. In fact, he pointed to me at the class. He said, Tim, you got 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. And if you ever want to be healthy, truly healthy, you got to get that sucker cleaned out. Now, then he dropped the hammer and he's like, you guys have to get like a colon hydrotherapy session. And I was like, what? What's that? Are you familiar with those?
I mean, I can put two and two together.
Yeah. So it's colon hydro water therapy. So it's a colon therapy. So it's pretty simple. You sit on a tube rectally and water goes in and out of your butt for an hour. And I was like, elbowing Charles. I said, look, dude, I came here to help you, but I ain't doing that deal. That's not going to happen on this escapade. Not going to happen. But Dr. Scott was very, Josephson was very smart. He brought out the visual images. So he had virtual colonoscopies of three people on the standard American diet that had come there. They had health issues. And then he had another one of somebody who had been living the lifestyle for a while, right? So whoop, we go up inside of this 24-year-old female that had thrush, which is a yeast infection. And I think she had like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease and a thyroid issue. And inside of her colon was all yellow and white and freaking nasty and weird. Okay. Then they went to a 65-year-old male with colon cancer and parasites. It was all black and there's some brown in there and nasty. You expect brown, but it was like black and white worms crawling around. And then he turns around, looks at us, says, hey, by the way, over 50% of you easily have parasites. And we're not just talking about these tapeworms, hookworms, and pinworms, the ones you can see. We're talking about much smaller ones that live on a micro level. And all of them are drinking what you drink. They're eating what you eat and they're urinating and defecating into you. And then they're having thousands of children in you. And I was like, okay. All right. Okay. Now he's freaking me out here. I'm like, do I have parasites? You know, it's like kind of weird. And then they go to like a 45-year-old female with breast cancer and colitis, right? She has a gut, her gut's jacked up, Crohn's or something, messed up digestive tract. And inside her colon, freaking nasty, dude. Then they go over to the other person. Now you see waste matter in there, but you could also see the lining of the colon was all pink and the red blood vessels. And the terrain was completely different, right? And it's true. A picture or video is worth 60,000 words. Because after I saw those videos and I was like, I have to do this. I feared. So I did it. And the next day I went into the deal. They weighed me. I did my colon hydrotherapy session. They weighed me an hour later. I dropped 10 pounds of impacted fecal material in 1 hour. Now the record at the time was one lady had dropped 27 pounds in one session. Okay. She was the gold medal winner. So far, one woman, dude, 27 pounds. That's the size of a medium sized dog falling out of your butt. Think about that.
How
good could that be for your health when you think about it? How good could it be to have all this nasty funk and gunk and junk just stuck to your intestinal linings in there and your colon? What good could come of it? And why is it happening? Well, we found out that the number one reason why it's happening is because people are not drinking enough water. Our bodies are mostly made of water. Even the Royal Society of Medicine said that 85% of disease starts in the colon. And in the last 11 years in my journey and my health and coaching over 600 people and helping thousands worldwide, I can tell you, I agree 100%. The gut is the driving engine of your health. You know, it really is on a physical level, right? So, and if you don't have enough water, where's the first place that your gut goes or your body goes? It goes to the colon to get water. So if your brain needs water or your lymphatic system, your garbage removal system of the body needs water, your blood needs water, whoop, it goes to the colon and gets water. So your colon's dried out. And when it's dried out, it gets impacted. You take the dried out colon because you're not drinking enough water and you combine that with the standard American diet and all these, you know, Twinkies and ho-hos and ribs, and it's going to add up over time. And it's not like, hey, I had some ribs or I had some pizza or some lasagna, shoot me. You know, once or twice here and there, it's not a big deal. You know how much of this dairy and this kind of cooked process stuff that you've had. It's the day in and day out, the consistent habits of it, right? And it leads to poor health. Just look around. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. A lot of the stuff that I learned there was just a lot of common sense, but nobody had ever like just put the common sense in front of me, because everybody else around me was also addicted and corrupted with all this societal conditioning and the way we're supposed to eat and all this stuff, right? So anyway, so that was my experience. And I looked at Charles after about 5 days, and because I wasn't feeling good, man. I didn't feel good. I had headaches, I had night sweats. I had a metallic taste coming out of my tongue as my body was purging all this crap that I'd accumulated in my lifetime. And then on day 5, I woke up and I felt like I was 18 again. And I looked at Charles and said, dude, do you feel as good as I do? He's like, yeah, man, I feel great. I said, dude, my arms are literally tingling. My brain is like super clear. My mental clarity is like amazing. I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but, and I have to understand, like, I was a hunting and fishing dude. Like, my motto was, if it flies, it dies, it's brown, it's down. And I said, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I said, I'm going to give up all meat except for bacon. I'm going to do this whole juicing thing with you, and I'm going to keep going because I feel good. And I lost 11 pounds just in the first week as a byproduct of good, healthy practices. And we continued with that process. And in 2.5 years, Charles's white blood cell count was back down into normal. He no longer had chronic lymphocytic leukemia, this incurable blood cancer. He healed himself with attitude. And he changed his environment internally and externally, changed his ways, changed his habits. And he's still alive today. It's been, 11 plus years. He's playing guitar now. He went from bankruptcy, cancer, to thriving business, no cancer. And more importantly, I got to see Charlie graduate high school and go to father-son weekend. And Charlie became a real estate agent and just sold his dad a house. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Amazing. Wow. It's really an incredible story. The big thing I get there is, the gut, how important the gut is. And I try and harp on this too, the gut health, how it correlates in almost, some people call it the second brain, but in reality, it's sending signals to your brain. It could be just as much the first brain in terms of the way that it affects our everyday life. So what is some of the practices that you learned throughout this, incredible transformation? As far as gut health goes, like how can people start taking care of their gut health better?
Well, for the first thing is just awareness, right? Understanding that that you might have some problems in there, right? So you might be OCD and your kitchen or your living room is immaculate, but if I pick 9 times out of 10, I put my finger across the top of your refrigerator, there's some dust up there. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. We take really good care, ladies, of our face and makeup and mascara, and we do our hair up and really good. And guys, we shave, get the beard nice, and trim everything, and we put our suit on good. But what about the inside? You can't see it. And that's the problem, because you can't see it. It's out of sight, out of mind. You forget about, what do I need that for? Because who's telling you this? Anybody? Like, nobody told me this stuff. All I'm doing is relaying the information. I'm just the messenger here of what I heard. So, some things that work really good are, number one, awareness. And then after that, taking action is water. Like, water is the first one. It's part of our core 4 secrets. And the first secret is drinking half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified water daily. Okay. Now, if you're on city tap water, you need to get your water also restructured. It's very important. Okay. This isn't like you should do this. It might be a good idea if you do this. It's like, no, if you're a human being and you're on tap, period. If you have to purify your water today, and if you're on city tap water, you have to restructure it. I'm telling you emphatically. Now, why is this? Because water researchers years ago, they went all over the world and they tested water all over the place. Creeks, rivers, pristine lakes, 1500 miles into the interior, far away from humans. What did they find? This was years ago. It's worse now. They found that the 2 and 2.5 inch fish have both male and female organs. They're turning into hermaphrodites. Why? Because of the estrogen mimickers from plastics. Microplastics are so pervasive today that they're into the ecosystem. Just that alone is one thing, right? But then you have the pesticides, the fungicides, the herbicides, the larvicides, the chemical fertilizers that are being sprayed all the time. You have, all this other stuff, chemtrails, all these things that are all over the place, like automobile exhaust, jet fuel. All this stuff adds up to a big microscopic no-see-um problem that's bioaccumulating in your fat and your muscle tissue and your blood. And don't take my word for it. When you're done with this podcast today, listening to this show, go to your browser and type in 3 words, umbilical cord chemical. Umbilical cord chemical. And you'll see the studies that I saw years ago that floored me, put me back in my seat. Dude, they looked for 400 chemicals and they found 71% of what they were looking for, 250. 180 caused cancer in humans, 212 caused developmental and brain disorders. And these are from the umbilical cord blood from young mothers and young babies, supposedly the healthiest of all of us. You see the problem? These microscopic invaders are destroying your immune system and you can't see them. That's the problem. Out of sight, out of mind. Right? It used to be years ago, doctors would do an autopsy on a cadaver and go do surgery and kill people and they didn't know what was going on. Now they said, some guy was like, hey, I think we need to wash our hands. Oh, there's little things on there. Ah, you're crazy. Well, now today, if a doctor doesn't wash his hands, he'd get malpractice and he'd be fired, right? Yep. It's common sense. I'm trying to bring some common sense to people. This is where we're at today. We live in a polluted world. I mean, that's why I called my company Chemical Free Body for a reason. It's if we can get man-made chemicals out of the body, your immune system, you come back. You come back very quickly. And it's a huge, huge uplift when people are trying to, you know, get their mental clarity back, lose weight, get their energy up. People don't even realize how big of a deal it is. And the older you are, the longer you've had to bioaccumulate these toxins in your blood and your fat and your muscle tissue and your brain tissue. So it's very important to be aware of it. And then it's important to get your water right. Very, very important to get your water right. So that's why it is so important to purify your water. I'm not talking filtered water out of your fridge or a filter, like one of those little, you know, whatever, Brita filters, which by the way is owned by Clorox Corporation. So they give you the bleach, it goes out in the ecosystem and then they sell you a little cheap ass filter, right? It's silly. We have to wake up to these things today. Your body needs one liquid and that's water and it needs to be clean. And again, if you're on city tap water, those high pressure pipes, what they do is they coagulate the water molecules from, they should be in like four or five in a cluster up to like 20 to 25. And they're like bowling balls. You're trying to throw through a chain link fence. They're just not going to, they're going to bounce off. The bowling ball, the water molecule, chain link fence, your intestinal lining. I disregarded this. I didn't really get it because what happened was I was really into purified water for about eight and a half years. This gal named Danusha, I call her AKA Water Woman now. She sold me my restructuring unit. But she was selling it to me as an alkalizer and I knew about it. And I was like, no, I saw those at Hippocrates. They have their purpose and they're really good for people with cancer. They're highly acidic, but I don't need it. They have a crude filtration system. We need purified water. And she didn't give up on me. And then she put me on the phone with a water expert. And I don't know. I'm usually open-minded, dude. I started to open my mind to everything, but for some reason I was closed on this. And then he said, Tim, just go drink the effing water. So I was like, okay. So I went over to Danusha's place. I slammed this restructured water. And then she goes, in 15 minutes, I'm going to give you another one. I was like, well, I drink a lot of water, but I don't know if I can do that. She gave me another one. And then I was going to wait another 15 minutes. She said, I've never done this before, but I'm going to give you a third one because you eat so clean. Most people can't even do one without starting to get detox symptoms because this water is so powerful. Well, about minute 24, guess what happened? My brain goes on. My arms start tingling again. But it was like triple the effect of this, like it was at Hippocrates. I was like, holy crap. I was like, yeah, give me another one. And I drank it. And I went home that day. Dude, I was high on water for 6 hours.
What? Okay, explain. What is high. The restructured? What is the
process? Here's what happens. It just makes it small again. It makes the molecules smaller, right? So here's what I was doing for 8 years. I was drinking the best water. I had a triple purification unit. It was awesome. And the reason why we believe in triple purification is, well, let me walk back. So I found three ways to purify: reverse osmosis, distillation, and deionization. You can pick whichever one you want. I prefer the one I have is a specialized reverse osmosis. Then it runs through two deionizers because every time you run it through a purifier, you're only going to pull out about 90% of the contaminants, which leaves 10%, right? So you run it through a second time and you pull out 90% of the 10%. Now you got 1% left. Then you do it again and you get 10% or of the 1% left. So you're 99.9% purified water. That's what you want. I had my purifier has a UV light on it to kill microbes. I mean, it's pretty amazing, right? And I did this for 8.5 years. I promoted water. People started drinking more water. Their health improved. No question. Dude, when I drank this water, the difference is I drank a whole bunch of it and it just disappeared in my body. And then a couple hours later, then it came out. So besides me being high on water, I realized it wasn't like drink, pee, drink, pee, drink, pee. It was like drink, 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 and it would disappear. And then later I would pee a lot. So I knew it was getting into my system, getting into my cardiovascular system, getting into my lymphatic system, going where it needed to go, getting through the intestinal lining, was getting into the bloodstream. Big difference, right? Now this water also is alkalized and it's charged with molecular hydrogen. So that's a whole nother, you can look up Dr. Shiva Iyaduri if you want to see a biological engineer, type in molecular hydrogen, and it's pretty powerful stuff. All I know as a layperson is that I drink that water and I'm high as a kite on energy. People think that I'm on cocaine. People are, are you on cocaine or something? No, dude, I'm on water and super concentrated detox and nutrition supplements, and I eat a lot of sprouts, right? And I'm really excited about my life now. I'm very happy at doing what I love, my career. I can't believe that my career is helping other people get through the crap and get healthy like I did, right? Because it's fun for me. This is like, it's not even work. I can do this 24/7. I can talk to you for hours and hours and hours about this. So anyway, that's one thing to help with the gut. Water. Okay. I made a big deal of it, but what's your body mostly made of? It's water, but you want to get your water right. That's very important. So
I think I think a lot of people are going to have a question on where could they, like, what's in your house right now? Like, how are you, what are you using for the structured water? Like, how are you consuming it?
Yeah. Well, I have a triple purification unit, and then I run it through that machine that restructures it, alkalizes it, and charges it with molecular hydrogen. So it's like a gift, dude. I go down there, it's like pouring out this like freaking, I don't know, God water or something. I just like every morning I just drink it. I throw a little bit of salt under my tongue, not much, a little Himalayan salt, help increase absorption. And then, you know, I mix up my greens with the water. Actually, that water, you actually get like 8 or 9 times more nutrients, absorption of nutrients when you're taking that type of water than if you're just drinking regular water, especially tap water.
So where do you stay away from something like that? I'm interested.
Well, eventually we're rolling it out because you talked about the saunas earlier. We just put the saunas on our website. So my product list has just been our detox and nutrition products forever. We just put our air purifier up, and that I found, I do tons of research and then I pick one and then I'm going to use for myself, and I'm going to share with my coaching clients, our group, private group coaching community, and then people at large. And the sauna, well, the water systems are, I'm working with two companies right now trying to decide which one to go with, for that. But the restructuring unit is different. You can get that through this gal. Her name's Danusha. Usually I give her email out, but then we get a ton of emails on our support channel. People asking, how do you spell Danusha? So we created a landing page for her. It's called mypurifiedwater.com. So if people want to get a free consult with Danusha, aka Water Woman, just go to mypurifiedwater.com. She'll get your water right. And then in the future, we'll have all that stuff on the website.
There it is. You heard it there first. Yeah, it is. I started really getting into the water purification side of things too, because like you said, it's so important. And most of the time people don't realize what they're drinking if it isn't filtered in the correct way.
Yeah, dude. I'm almost 50. And right before this podcast, I just trail ran 4 miles like a banshee, just up the hills, down the hills, you know, no problem. I don't have inflammation in my body anymore. Like if you hurt, you have pain, inflammation, or you're an athlete, you want to recover, dude, get your water right. Like, think about it. It's like, it's so simple. It's like this big elephant in the room. People just don't think about it. Your body's mostly, in fact, if we go through the nutrients, love, number one nutrient, no question, right? Yep. Number two, oxygen. Why would it be number two? Because without it, you're dead in 4 to 7 minutes. That's it. So it's number, as far as a physical deal, it's number one. And then after that, it's water. Like, water's next. That water, you're dead in about 11 days. Same thing with sleep. Sleep's third, and then fourth is food, because you live a couple months without food. So if we look at those things in order, and then exercise, movement after that, there's a big reason for that. And sunshine, you know, things like that.
I like that.
Yeah, very important stuff. But you had asked me about gut health. So water's huge, number one. Number two is you got to get that gut clean. You got to do some initial, I mean, you want to treat it like you pull an old car out of the barn, it's all dusty and rusty. It's like, you need to take it into the shop. You need to get that sucker cleaned up, sanded down, brushed out, flush the engine, flush the transmission fluid, redo it, and then take care of it, maintenance, it'll run good. Same thing with our bodies. We are a system, and we don't want to be a dumb system. We want to be an intelligent system. An intelligent system has a goal, which is good health, happiness, waking up and feeling good. You have a sensor. You sense how your body feels. And then you have a controller to change those inputs into that system. The inputs are anything that comes into contact with your body, whether it's air, water, food, drink, people, that kind of stuff. It's all about the environment inside and out. So these are things as an intelligent system, we can start making these small changes. And if you know that the average person has about 6 to 12 pounds of this funk and gunk and junk in your gut, you need a plan to get that out. Like, I'm giving you permission. It's okay. And maybe you don't want to do colon hydrotherapy. I get it. I thought, because I know I was there, I wasn't going to do it. But what I saw was so convincing. And I mean, I saw people like healing of stage 4 cancer in front of me. And I'm just like, okay, maybe I should do this, right? I get it. You're just listening to me on the podcast. So I'm pretty convincing trying to get people to do colon hydrotherapy. And I think everybody should get one. I think everybody should get two of them actually back to back, one on day one, one on day two. There's a reason for this. Because the first time you do it, your body's going to recognize that it's all cleaned out and the liver and the gallbladder are going to dump a bunch of crap. It's going to go down there and you want to sweep that out the next day, because if not, a lot of it will go right back up the hepatic vein, right into your liver, and you'll be recycling. So you can cut your detox symptoms down way big time when you do 2 colon hydrotherapy sessions back to back. You can also do enemas, but a lot of people don't want to do that. You can do a Kalima board. It's a kind of in between an enema and a colonic. We have a product called Gut Detox that people can take for 3 in the morning and 3 at night for 15 days and remove the 6 to 12 pounds of all that impacted funk and gunk and junk with no diarrhea. It's an ancient formula from India that our formulator, Dr. Scott Treadway, introduced to me to replace a magnesium product I was using to clean people out, which would make you pee out your butt for 5 days. But see, I knew that people needed to get the gut, the pathway of elimination, clean first. And there were so many people that wouldn't do the colon hydrotherapy. I was looking for things and I found this magnesium product that would just turn into oxygen. It would liquefy everything. And I told Dr. Treadway, I was like, look, I learned all this. And he was like, wow, this whole process is exactly what I was doing in my clinic for 10 years. But he's like, that magnesium product you're using a little rough, Tim. He goes, it'll work, but it's a little rough. And you're also taking out other good bacteria. He's like, I have a much better option for you. And then we switched over. Now we use this ancient formula we call Gut Detox. So that's an option for people to get their gut right. And then to really focus on 2 things. Also, stress, because we have people that do all these things right. They get their water right. They start eating healthier. They clean out their gut. They do this stuff. They do the probiotics. They, you know, raw fermented foods. They get the good bacteria. They're getting outside. They're recolonizing that good bacteria, which is part of your immune system. And they can't seem to quite heal all the way. And what I found out was, they were usually in a terrible relationship. Husband and wife are sleeping in different rooms. They have an autistic or special needs child, or they're taking care of an elderly person. It's a lot of work, financial stress, career stress, relationship stress, whatever. There was major stressors. And as soon as we were able to deal with that, then they healed. So this is an emotional game just as much as it is like a food game.
Yeah, there's a lot to say for that, because you can get all of these things right and there can still be something very unsettling inside of you. So I think that is important to look at. It all starts inside, literally, not physically as well, but in the mind. I mean, the mind rules the body. There's lots of, you know, placebo effects, quote unquote, that can be, you know, breaking science and breaking the rules that we've been told. And it's because of how powerful the mind really is. I think that's huge to think about.
Well, I think I'd be leaving a lot out if I didn't. So core secret number 2 in that manual. And by the way, if people want at the end, they can just go to our website at chemicalfreebody.com and look around a little bit and a little thing will pop up. Hey, want a free gift? As of right now, unless this changes and we put something else out, but you can always get it from us, is it's called the Core 4 Secrets. And this is the foundational stuff that we start people with before they start exercising, before they start changing their diet. This is it. This is the foundation. So the water thing was 1. It's huge. 2 is chewing your food until liquefied. A lot of people, in fact, 96% of them, us, are not chewing our food well enough. I was one of those people. I was eating like Garfield. You know, he just, the pizza. That was me. And guess what? When you chew your food really well, you secrete enzymes. You have 2 ducts in your upper mouth and 4 in the lower mouth that secrete these enzymes, amylase and lipase, that break down your starches and fats, which is what we should mostly be eating. And if you chew your food well, they go down into your stomach, and in your stomach, those enzymes then do most of the digestion. So that's how it really works. Now, for proteins, there's a substance called pepsin and hydrochloric acid in your stomach. It's going to break down the proteins. But the starches and the fats need you to chew well. You need to chew that stuff well and masticate. Well, if you do that, you're going to have good digestion and absorption of nutrients. If you don't chew your food well and eat like I did, like Garfield, you're going to have fermentation and gut rot. And what you're going to do, not once or twice, but over time, over the years, you're going to slowly keep and destroy those intestinal villi. They're hair-like structures that line your intestinal tract. If you keep them in a fermented soup all the time, you're going to ruin them. And you're going to age faster, and you're not going to have as much energy, and you're going to have a hard time losing weight and all these other issues. You take good care of your villi, I promise you, your skin's going to look good and you're going to feel good, right? And then core secret number three is, now that you're chewing your food well and drinking lots of water, you want to avoid liquids with meals. Now, why would you do that? Because you just put all those enzymes in there. So if you drink with your meals, when you're eating heavy meals, if you drink purified, restructured water or beer or wine or apple juice or whatever, you're going to dilute those enzymes and go from digestion and assimilation of nutrients back to fermentation and gut rot. And then the last thing is, do some breath work before you eat. Less than 1% of the population is doing that. Less than 2% of the population is avoiding liquids with meals. So those are the four things. You know, do some breath work before you eat, calm down the nervous system, get into rest and digest mode, allow the blood to leave the extremities and go back into the gut. And those four things are changing people's lives that are not doing them. And a lot of people that are listening are not doing one, two, three, or all four of those deals.
You kind of mentioned the power of the breath work prior, but what is the benefits there? Why should someone do that? And what kind of techniques?
Well, for starters, don't get caught up in that. I don't care if you breathe in your nose, out your nose, in your nose, out your mouth, in your mouth, out your mouth. It doesn't matter. You know, some people, there's all kinds of yoga stuff.
Yeah.
I usually just tell people, like, 1 to 2 minutes, just settle down. Because even if you don't think you're stressed, your nervous system does. And the blood has left the organ systems. It's in the extremities to fight or flight, to run. So just go like this. Take a big breath in through the nose and hold. And then release out through the mouth. Pause at the bottom with your lungs completely empty. And back in through the nose. And pause. And release. Dude, it's like 1 to 2 minutes. It's not that big of a deal. And if you're embarrassed to do it for whatever reason, go into the bathroom and do it, or do it silently. And if somebody asks you and your brother gives you a hard time, just ignore him, I guess. I was going to say punch him in the nose, but that's not very spiritual.
Yeah, it's actually crazy the amount of stress that America today, the average American, is going through. I mean, it's mitigating stress. I mean, stress is the number one killer in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best antidote for that is, like, stop what's causing the root problem of it. A lot of it's the news. Turn off the news.
Oh yeah, I don't watch that at all.
That system, there used to be like 350 news organizations. They've been bought up and consolidated into like four or five. It's WWF wrestling, all this left and right and back and forth. I mean, if you want to watch it for a show and entertainment, go. But to get the truth, it's not going to come from the news. Okay, they're reading off of teleprompters. Yep. They're told what to do. They're paid. They're actors. That's what they are.
It really has turned into that. It's sad to see. I wish there was some type of, you know, unbiased, here is the facts. Do with them what you will, but that's not what you're going to get. And the people that think that's what they're going to get when they're watching the news.
Well, they can get it from the Breathing Air podcast
or the Health right. Show. That's right. It's very
just
true.
Just real people that are hustling and trying to get the truth out there, or, you know, truth, freedom, and health, baby. That's what it's all about.
That is the freedom and the beauty of this medium, is because you can have long form conversations that I have no outside investors. I have no one trying to sway the way that I'm saying. You know, you have your own company built off the truths that you believe. And that's all we're talking about. There is no, you know, teleprompter, like you said. It's the beauty of it. It really is. Speaking of detox, I'm on your website. I look at your head poking out of a sauna. Now, I'm a huge infrared sauna guy. Anyone that's listened to the show knows that I'm a big proponent for infrared sauna. So I want to hear
it. Me too.
I want the technology. What's going on? Give me the lowdown.
All right, cool. So are your listeners all infrareding?
I would say a good amount are probably, they're trying to do some heat therapy. All right, guys.
Well, let me share with you a little quick story. And if they want, like, I actually interviewed the owner of the sauna that we're talking about. I think it's episode 61 of my show. But we go into detail, but I'll tell a little story. So Dr. Brian Clement, who's one of the co-directors of the Hippocrates Health Institute, where I went with my buddy Charles, right, when he got cancer, he was talking to this Dr. Coyne. Dr. Coyne was a pretty smart dude. You know, if you have two specialties in medicine, you're considered genius. Dr. Coyne had five. He helped Siemens Corporation develop the virtual colonoscopies we were talking about earlier. He was on that and did some other crazy cool stuff. Well, what happened was, is there's so many people over in Europe, they were using this therapy called hyperthermia, where they hyper raise up the temperature of the core temperature of a human being to kill cancer cells. And it was working. It had to be done under medical supervision, and they had to give people anticoagulation or anticonvulsion medication, right? So it was totally medically supervised, but it was working. Well, enough, because cancer is so rampant, enough people in the United States heard about this and was yelling at the FDA, what's going on? We need this. They hired Dr. Coyne and like five or six of his colleagues to go do this five-year study on hyperthermia. At the end of 5 years, Clement was right there. He's like, Dr. Coyne, what happened? Because he's, you know, they have so many people with cancer because he wants to learn, help people. And he's like, Brian, if you'll just get your patients into an infrared sauna for 30 minutes, 6 days a week, it's much more effective at killing cancer cells than the hyperthermia treatment that we studied for the last 5 years, which, by the way, is very effective. So when I went to Hippocrates in 2011, they had like a Finlandia sauna and a steam bath. When I went back in 2013, after that conversation, the entire institute was plastered with these infrared saunas everywhere. And Dr. Clement will not go even speak. And he travels like 150 days a year unless he can get into a sauna every day. That's how important it was for him. So luckily for me, I was like, I heard this information. I did my research. I landed on a company. I'll remain nameless right now because I'm switched over to another one. And I became a dealer for that company for a long time, like 9 years, right? So, and I did my saunas 30 minutes a day. I hardly ever missed. I love taking saunas. It was awesome. So I bought this really awesome sauna. Anytime somebody got into one, they wanted to buy one as soon as they got into it because it makes you feel good. They're booming. There's people with businesses where you just show up and you get $99 a month. You get your saunas and it works. Melts fat cells, detoxes the body, clinically proven to lose weight without changing anything else, which I would not do. I won't think you should do more than that.
Right.
It's good for your skin. It's good for hair. And it's just good for everything, right? It's good for all this stuff. Kills viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, parasites. It's awesome. So I jump into the sauna. I heard about it from another guru friend of mine. And she's like, I have to do this sauna. It's amazing. It's the best technology. I ignored it for years. And I was like, really? And she's smart. And I was like, I'm paying attention to what she says. So I called Philip. I said, give me one. I'll try it. Rebecca said they're good. So I got to try it. You know, I'm first person experience. I can't rely on anybody else telling me. And in 10 minutes in that sauna, I was like, holy crap. That picture was about the 10 minute mark on that sauna.
Yeah.
Where I was smiling. Right.
You're like,
yeah. And I knew I was like, oh my God, this thing's amazing. Cause I've been taking the sauna for 9 years, right? Yep. And I was a dealer. So I was helping people with this technology. So why is this one so special? It's the technology. These Taiwanese scientists were very spiritual and they meditate a lot. And through meditation, they downloaded these computer processors and they went and built them. Well, guess what? They broke a natural law, something that's not supposed to be done. It's like, you know, breaking gravity. It's called Planck's law. Max Planck, who was a genius, the Max Planck Institute in Germany. You guys can look it up. Anyway, breaks Planck's law. No other infrared technology can do this. They're delivering 98% infrared. They've been able to figure out how to filter out the near and the far infrared. Well, or the mid and the near, excuse me, not the far. Well, what's cool is what's your body mostly made of? Water. The vibrational frequency of water in nature is far infrared. specifically 8 microns. This sauna delivers between 4 and 14 microns. So 8 is right in the sweet spot. And they lined the thing with silver threads, the tent thing that it's in, the lining of the material. So those silver threads are refracting the infrared back into you thousands and thousands of times. So it's those two technologies together, but it's the main processors that are doing the bulk of the work here. Bottom line is you get into that and it's about 6 to 9 times more powerful than any other sauna in the market. So I, within 15 minutes, I'm like, I'm selling my $5,400 sauna. I put it up, sold it, felt kind of bad, but because I was getting this one, but I used it forever. It was awesome. Had LED lights, all bunch of kind of cool stuff.
It's always fun. Yeah.
It was awesome, but I'm just like, I can't do it. I had to switch because I have to now. I can't tell people about that one. I have to tell them about this one, right? If you can show me something better, I'm switching because I want to wake up and feel good. I want to have the best longevity. I want to have the most endurance. You know, I want to be the great, great grandpa that's kicking ass on tackle football on the beach with my great, great, great grandkids. I'm like, how the hell does that guy do it? That, you know, ourselves are self-regenerating. So anyway, I got into that sauna. In the first 2.5 weeks, my acne broke out of my chest and back and face. So I was very excited because that hadn't happened in a long time. And I knew it was detoxing at a deeper level. Now, 2 months into this, taking it daily, and all of a sudden, all this gray stuff starts coming out of me in my towel day after day after day. And I called Philip. I said, dude, I got all this gray stuff coming out. Is this mold or is it heavy metals? He said, it's probably heavy metals. I was thinking, yeah, I grew up on a farm. I made my own fishing weights and jigs and loaded shotgun shells. And, you know, I had lead split shots in my mouth and lead paint, and I swallowed gasoline when I was a kid, you know, and it wasn't unleaded. It was out of my dad's pickup, siphoning gas out of my dad. I was always stealing my dad's gasoline, filling up my motorcycle because I had a little tube. Like that. Get it going. One time I swallowed it, and 2 days later I burped gasoline. I thought it was all out of me, and I 2 days later it's gasoline. So yeah, I had a lot of garbage in me, and we were on a farm, and we were spraying Roundup, and you know, I had toxins, man. I was in construction, and I just did a lot of physical labor, and I was around a lot of chemicals and toxins. So I'm like, okay, dude, 5 months, every day for 5 months, this gray stuff is coming out of me, and I'm just like, I'm shooting videos on it and showing people, so all I can tell you is that when you get into that sauna, it's amazing because it takes you out of fight or flight, it puts you right into rest and digest mode. Like it's like slams you into relaxation. You have no choice but to be completely relaxed. That's what they're. It's just unbelievable, dude. What that sauna has done. So we have. I asked him if I could have a dealership or whatever membership to sell those because I couldn't sell the other ones, and he's like, "No, you don't have a clinic. You need to be a doctor or whatever." I was like, "Dang it!" Well, I got to tell people about them anyway. So I was doing my thing like I'm doing here, and I'm talking on a podcast. It was actually a pretty big podcast. It has about 200,000 downloads an episode. And all of a sudden, Phil calls me up. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, every other order coming in is from you. I was like, well, I tell people about it. Like I told you. And he's like, I'd like to offer you a dealership. So I was like, yes. So he did. I don't have a clinic, but I sell a lot of saunas for him because I use them. And that's what I'm all about over here. We're like a living laboratory. Myself, my coaches, we try them on ourselves first. If it works, we do our private group coaching community. They do it. And then we take it out to the rest of our community. So we're always trying to improve and find new things. So that sauna, dude, you're going to have to get into one. You're going to flip out. And that's cool is they're only like 33 pounds. You can travel with them. There's nothing like them.
You just plug it into the wall or?
Yeah, it's a 110. So I sold saunas. So if you're thinking about saunas, it doesn't take up much room. That's a big problem for people, like in the condos and stuff and all this. You don't have to have an electrician rewire it to get the extra amperage in. That could be $500 to $1,000 or $1,500 to do that. That's what it's cost. It can take $200 to $500 to just have somebody come install them for you, yep. Right? They take 15 to 20 minutes to warm up. This one's warm in 1 minute. And cleaning them, you know, even I knew this, like, it's wood, right? Wood's great. It smells great. You put towels down, but still sweat always drips into them. And what's coming out of your sweat? Toxins. They're going in there. Well, with this one, the covers, you just spray them, wipe them down, zip it up and turn it on for 5 minutes. And it's self-cleaning, which is really cool. So I still spray mine with 2.5 acidic water with essential oils, spray it down, wipe it off. And then I zip it up for 5 minutes and let it clean itself. And I'm out of there. So what's cool is like, I'm in and out of there, dude, in 25 minutes. And here's the big hammer. Normal saunas can only raise your core temperature, the best ones, a degree to 1.5 degrees. In 25 minutes, you can raise your core temperature 3.2 degrees in this sauna. Hippocrates and Parmenides said, give me the power to create fever and I will cure all disease. When you get sick and you get the flu, your body creates a fever to kill the virus, right? What are you doing every day when you hop into a sauna? You're creating an artificial fever that's knocking back viruses, bacteria, and mold, and big time yeast, fungus, parasites, and these mutagens and cancers. So it's not me saying it. It's the stuff I've experienced, I've read. It's just saunas in general are amazing. So if you have a sauna and you're using it, great. If you're not using it, get your butt in there. If you don't have one, get one of these saunas and get started, because it's such a passive way to change your health.
Incredible. Incredible. I'm going to have to definitely get into one, because yeah, sauna is one of my favorite things every day. As I look forward, and I'm like, I get to get in the sauna today.
It's awesome, dude.
What about not having your head in?
What's that?
Is it different not having your head in? Do you miss that?
No, I just unzip it and stick my head down there.
Oh, you go all the way in? Okay.
Yeah, but when you first get these, dude, you're lucky if you can stay in them for 10, 15 minutes. They're hot.
Yeah.
They're hot. You got to work your way up. I have a cancer patient right now that's, he's got glioblastoma and he got an operation. They removed most of it. Some of it's still there. He's worked up to almost an hour with his head in there. I mean, me, I'm like 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's I'm hot. Like 30-ish. Yeah. Sometimes yeah. I can go an hour depending on how hot it is, but I'm sure it's not as hot as.
No, you wait.
Most infrareds are like,
I'll bet you make it about 15 minutes. You'll probably make it about 15 minutes first time. Maybe.
They're like one fit. Like what infrareds are usually 150,
these are 170, 160, I think.
170. Okay.
It's not so much the heat. It's the technology that's vibrating.
How quick it's bouncing. Molecules. Yeah.
It's your water molecules are raising the frequency of the water molecules, actually shrinking them, shrinking your blood cells. That's why it works so well. Cause it's shrinking them more than a normal sauna would. And when your blood cells are smaller, they can get to out into capillaries that they haven't been in a while. So that's why your skin gets rejuvenated, because it's bringing nutrients and oxygen to areas that it hasn't been in a while. It's going into dark crevices and caves. And same thing internally. It's going internally into your organs and bringing that fresh blood and nutrients into the organs deep or into the capillaries as well. So it's totally a rejuvenation. And you take that and you got good water in your system and you're flooding your body with really good nutrients, like our product line. And then all of a sudden you've got something that's supercharging all of that together. It's just all works together.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, y'all have to go check out chemicalfreebody.com. All of the stuff that Tim is talking about is available there. Tim, I have a question that I love to ask almost every time. And that is, what is your definition of success?
Well, that would be waking up and feeling good.
Amen. Health is wealth, baby.
Waking up and feeling good, having a good relationship with yourself, having a good relationship with other people, having good health, obviously, is important, because think about it. Like, if your health's in the crapper, it's the vehicle that you've been given. It's a gift. It's literally a gift. Like, you're not going to get another one of these suckers, right? So this is the vehicle that's going to get you through life. It's also connected to what? Your career. It's connected to your spouse and to your kids and grandkids. It's connected to everything. Your mom and dad, aunts, uncles, your schoolwork, whatever it is, whatever you're passionate about, you need your body. You need your body. So for me, my pathway to my spiritual path came through health. So I improved my health, and by improving my health, it lifted all the other boats. My relationship with my kids, wife, my own personal spiritual journey really took off. I knew there was something more there. I was kind of indoctrinated into society stuff, and now I finally have a really good spiritual path. So it really cleaned up my mind too, and it made me more aware of things. And I'm not fooled so easily anymore.
I love it. It's a great success story, and it was a pleasure having you on, guys. You heard Tim. You can find him at chemicalfreebody.com. Where else can they find you online? If they want to hear more from you, shoot questions, where can they find you?
Yeah, so I have a podcast. It's called The Health Hero Show. It's one of the top alternative health podcasts in the world, which is really cool. And I'm very humble about it. I can't even believe it. Like, I've never even told people that except on my own show, yeah. Thanking Amazing. Everybody that's showing up. But the best way to get a hold of us is just at chemicalfreebody.com. And if people want to try the products, we have a lot of them. So I just tell people, go to the products tab, scroll down to savings bundles and pick a bundle. That way you can get a discount. If you want to stick your toes in the water, do a jumpstart bundle, or if you want to do everything like I do what's called the Total Energy and Detox Bundle and my turmeric product. And then at checkout, they can put in the code breathing air and get an extra 5% off so they can get a double discount. How's that sound?
There it is. Y'all heard it.
Yeah.
Breathing, double, like all the way breathing, or breathing like it's, how are you doing it? Breathing?
Yeah. Breathing air.
Breathing air.
There yeah. It is. Breathing air. You get an extra 5%. That way it's a double discount. We have a double your money back guarantee on all of our products. We're here to help you. If one of our products doesn't work, get on the phone with one of myself or our coaches. We'll find you a replacement. We'll refund your money. It's not a big deal. We're just trying to help people wake up and feel good. And everybody's different, right? We got to get away from this one size fits all medicine approach. It's personalized precision medicine for the right medicine, the right foods for the right person at the right time. That's where we need to be heading towards. That's the future.
Amen. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Breathing Air podcast, where everyday action meets extraordinary mindset. Go check out Tim, check out the website, and let us know what you thought today. Leave us a review and a rating on the podcast, and have a great rest of your week.